In the year 2010, I discovered the call of Rustam Nuriyev that Bashkir Wikipedia is being created and that we need editors. And since then, I was taking part. We have since taken part in various conferences in Almaty. For example, then at some writer and public figure, Guzal Ramazanova, through her social networks, called people to help Rustam and Zufar to establish Bashkir Wikipedia. And that's when the people on the social networks have called back, have responded to that call, and we started having new editors in 2015. We got we created the user group. After that, Wikimedia Foundation was funding. We had a chance to get a number of grants. Yesterday, colleagues mentioned about Jan Gantau seminar in 2015. Well, we mentioned that. Then in 2015, Amira Aroni has offered us to get to know content translation. We have tested it, and today we are in top 20 of those using this translation tool. Amir has demonstrated only the top 5. In 2015, at Moscow Wiki Conference, in 2017 at Nekrasov Library, we were offered using universal info card among Russian Wikipedias in the languages of Russia. The technical administrator Soltran has introduced a number of gadgets that are successfully working in our segment. At Stockholm Conference Wikimedia 2019, where we had Zaytuna speaking on our representing on our behalf, Catherine Meyer mentioned Wiki Grandmas as best example. And as a priority, we have of course identified things that we need to do in to develop our segment. For example, 1,000 necessary and 10,000 vital articles. Here I'm demonstrating you our portal, 1,000 vital articles. If I'm not mistaken, at the moment we are at we are 30th globally, and we are second after Russian. And in the Turkic languages, we are first, and Turkish Wikipedia is second. Similarly, we have created an extended portal list of 10,000 vital articles. We are 70th in that. Quite good, because people with a greater number of speakers are behind us. We have also created a portal called Bashkirtneme, the list of articles that should be available in Bashkir language, in Bashkir Wikipedia. This is a link to our Bashkirtneme portal. This is the list of our categories and lists of articles that Bashkir language Wikipedia should have. You see grammar, individuals, theaters, historic events. It's also important to know that quite often articles that are notable for Bashkir Wikipedia are being deleted from Wikipedia in the Russian language. And to save them, we have created the project Bilingualism. Let me demonstrate to you how it works. Over here, you see our Bilingualism project. Here are examples of articles that were deleted in Russian Wikipedia, we have saved those that we managed. For example, Bashkir Komsomol, it's an encyclopedia, and it was decided to be insignificant for Russian Wikipedia and deleted. And when you type in the search engine, the respective article is being discovered. We have user Isar, who is daily updating a rubric called those celebrating anniversary. Today we are updating it on a daily basis. You might see a long list today on the right. We are also having a portal dedicated to current events, as well as the so-called the portal about us, the community of Bashkir Wikipedia. These are the current events, mass media about us. We started keeping the copy in Russian, but at some moment we stopped it, and periodically we are updating the English version. We are keeping an eye on what mass media is talking about us and registering those cases. On the main page, you might see we have selected articles and good articles. They are not very popular. Participants are not voting very much. At the moment, Bashkir Wikipedia is being written by senior citizens, and its future is causing concern. In recent years, we don't see new active participants, and those who register don't stay very active. Here, I'd like to make a call on contest organizers. I would very much want Bashkir Wikipedia articles about a great many vital concepts. We would somehow want that contests would be promoting those vital articles and not other topics. Because in practice, this is the reverse. Let me show you an example. For example, there is an article about a church in Nocherkask with a category appearing in 1908, had no photos, even though the segment is, let us check what that article is about in the Russian Wikipedia. It's an article in Russian, and we see in the discussion that this is the project of Novocherkassk, and in the discussion it has the template level of importance, low importance, which probably means that articles of greater importance are written in Russian Wikipedia, and such topics are offered for creation in other Wikipedias. I can give so respective articles that include including distinguished ladies of Russia, such as Antonina Kotelnikova, an important person contributing to a person working on the dairy farm. And we are seeing the same thing, such as Discover Russia, Start with Dawn. Those articles have been written, though, whilst the article itself about the Dawn region is just a small table. I have won the new contest of bridges between cultures are often giving a list of articles that are needed in a particular language version of a Wikipedia, whilst ignoring more vital articles on that very same topic. An example of an article in the framework of this bridges between cultures. Let me ask, sorry, that's the Russian version. Well, you see basically same elements. Where is that? Let's open Libya. And that's it about Libya. So it says Libya is a country in North Africa. Is it the article is there, but it's actually missing. And there are great many examples of this kind, be it called Guatemala, El Salvador, Honduras, Djibouti. So this is the situation that as if they exist, but they are only a line, which is why we are making a request to contest organizers. Please do not compare our Wikipedias with the Russian Wikipedia and the topics for contest creation. I would call on you to be much more flexible, at least for smaller language sections. For example, in 2018, UNESCO has established the Atlas of Languages. The position of Bashkir there is in the situation causing concern. In that sense, the topic of keeping knowledge about Bashkir in today's situation of globalization is quite topical. And among thousands and millions sources of websites, Bashkir Wikipedia is practically one of the only sites with the important source of knowledge in Bashkir. And we obviously want Bashkir Wikipedia to turn into the treasure trove of knowledge in Bashkir, be it for Bashkir or any other Turkic language users, because the Turkic communities would mainly use Bashkir Wikipedia. Thank you, Zufar. Questions? I would be rather short talking about contests. We are just setting the direction, whilst what people write about is their own decision. Well, you have a list. You're offering a list. Yes, but why people write about Libya and not about the specific causes? There was a list? Alec, could you please comment? Dmitry is raising a correct question. In the contest of bridges between cultures, you are open for creativity. And if there is an article, a stump article about Great Giza pyramids, there was nothing that allowed to write a select article or copy it from a Russian, translate it from a Russian Wikipedia. In this sense, participants of Bashkir Wikipedia are deciding on what to write in Bashkir Wikipedia. In this sense, we organizers of contests don't force you. I think what we need is we need your help and not a criticism, because it's important that you would be working on developing the list of articles and priority. Maybe we can give some higher points for vital articles. There is a dispute about who said what in that discussion. Look, we are in the dialogue. We are trying to discover the truth. There is no need for us. We are trying to improve. May I comment here is the question of Zaytuna. Zaytuna, hello. We are giving you the floor. Hello, welcoming everybody. I would like to use this opportunity to say something to Zufar. That word lists are just a recommended list, whilst obviously everybody can choose and write whatever they choose to. And then there was that connect. We had a gathering. We had Litvinov, Nikolai, Oleg, Farhad. I don't remember when it was. And then we decided to discuss whether we want to take part in that contest or not. And everybody decided that yes, we will. And you might see in the decision of that gathering, it was Oleg and Zafar that were responsible for that event. In that sense, that if Zafar is an organizer, is there, he could have said that let us offer our own list. So may I correct you here? We don't want to discuss what has taken place. We want to see what we want to understand what needs to be done for us to avoid the future. And that's exactly what I'm saying, that article lists are just recommendations. May I share with you that Dmitry Zhukov continuing, in case of our contests, we are taking steps to write about sister cities of Rostov region or various tourist sites. We are using the soft power in that sense. So I think the same thing should be done in the case of Bashkir Wikipedia. So you should be giving, say, 3 points for articles from specific article lists and give higher points. And then participants, since they are competing, they would be more interested to write about something that gives them more points. Because what we are seeing in these contests are taking place in parallel, in Russian and the languages of Russia. The majority of articles in the language, in Wikipedia, in the languages of Russia, is usually a translation of articles created in Russian, because it's much easier for participants to meet the format, the topics, and be confident that they are writing in the framework of this very contest. So what we need to be doing is, you should be translating not only the articles created in the process of that contest, but also looking at other topics that are in line with the theme of the contest and write about the priorities. Next time, we would get the approval on the advance of the important word lists with others, because it's, the problem is probably not only yours, it's also about other Wikipedias. Well, so Zafar has said about the heroes of labor, socialist labor. It's probably important, of course, and necessary, but it's important that we have the core, that encyclopedia carries the serves this encyclopedic mission and gives the priority. Maybe next time we need to discuss this. Please agree next time that these articles will have a priority. Talking about the Bridges Across Cultures is organized by Wikipedians of Chile. They've run that in Spanish and Portuguese, Farsi, Turkish and Arabic. So they have clear rules of their contest. In this case, they call their contest Bridges Across Culture. So articles are about culture. The definition and rules of the contest doesn't consider writing about cities, countries, or individuals. In that sense, I'm not an organizer. Chileans just said, we would like languages in the Wikipedia in the languages of Russia. I said, okay, I would go and talk with locals. I offered Bashkir Wikipedia because Bashkirs live in the Urals. That's a bridge between Europe and Asia, as well as North Caucasus, also a bridge between Europe and Asia. And we have two active Wikipedias there, Chechen and Lezgin. Maybe we would invite Ossetian Wikipedia next time, should we have more participants there. So in this sense, I was a connecting link between the global organizers that have decided on their rules some 3 years ago and Wikipedias locally. Otherwise, look, people are writing about what they want. The article about the Cheops Great Pyramid was only created on the 10th of September by Zaytuna. There was no obstacle for somebody writing that article in December of 2019 when you had bridges across cultures, but nobody decided to write about this and create about the oasis. Once again, is that my fault as an intermediary connecting languages of Russia community to this international contest? There was no word list, so you could write about whatever. You could have looked at this 1,000 vital articles and could have taken a look at what's there, the stubs. And those could have been extended, or maybe some articles were missing, or look into the vital 10,000 and get lots of additional points. I frankly don't understand what's my responsibility. I'm proposing international organizers to include this. Okay, next time we are contacting, you are working with your community and setting the priorities. I think that the first article should be Rostov region, then the cities, etc. Once again, look, from my point of view, the key point is that participants of those contests that are writing the languages of Russia, they are not even thinking about it. They are just translating the articles that are being created in Russian. Simply, people don't want to break their head, think about it, scratch it. And the priority, if a Russian encyclopedia is 1,600,000, it's important, now that you have noted third degree of importance, whilst everything else might have been written, whilst in local Wikipedias in the languages of Russia, I fully agree with you that the priority should be given to articles from, I don't know, top 100, 1,000, 10,000, etc. As well as another rule that we have introduced, if you write about whatever, but 10 articles and then improve something new. Now that was expressed that it would be an extra burden. Then it was said that it's a free Wikipedia. We cannot force others to work, whilst the contest organizers can be setting the rules. They have money, they have authority. I think he went too deep. I don't think it is that way, because we don't have neither money nor authority. We are also users. Look, contest is a voluntary thing. Those who want to take part, those who don't. It's clear that we are trying to prioritize Wikipedia interests, but the reason why this misunderstanding is happening, because we knew about this problem, but we didn't know about the degree of importance of this for you. We need feedback. Right now we hear this, we understand. Once we would have a dialogue, we would have the result. Otherwise, we are organizing, and that we are ending up being guilty ones. We are, of course, doing whatever we can to generate the content in not only in Russian, but in. The question is, Wikipedia is free encyclopedia, and just like right now, there was this I tried to add. May I speak here, Zaytuna speaking from Bashkir Wikipedia? What I told was, we cannot put a mandatory, say, tax that if a person is writing 10 articles in line with some contest, we require them to write an extra one article on Bashkir topic. For example, I have written 290 articles in front of the contest. Would I have to organize 29 articles on Bashkir topic? Not necessarily write, but improve. At least, no, that's not a case of ours. Comments by Reiner. It means that if I did something, I would be forced. There is no must. It doesn't work that way so far. We can kindly request them, but no must. So far, you know what? We can organize a contest about Bashkortostan in Bashkir Wikipedia, and we can organize such a contest about Bashkortostan in Russian Wikipedia. Yazitana. We'll soon have 460th anniversary of the castle of Ufa. When would that be? When is that? In 3-4 years. We ought to be ready to get prepared and run a good contest. Look, the problem is here and now, and we need to address. We are getting the feedback. A few words from Pavel Kaganer. Therefore, look the way it's written on the screen, which you have shown. It says very good rule. Rules cannot be changed throughout the course of the contest. Your comments might be correct, but once the contest has started, neither formally nor ethically we have the right to change the provisions for Bashkir segment, for Bashkir language Wikipedia or others. We can discuss about the next contest. That's first thing. You heard it, right? We heard this. We comment this. Second point, it's not right to be making one set of rules for X many language sections and a separate one for Bashkir language section. The contest is open for all. Making some individual limitations for specific language sections is possible, but it looks very strange. It would cause great many unpleasant conversations with many participants. And just take my word for that. Third thing, including that some participants that have written something must do something else. It's not just incorrect, it's meaningless. If you say somebody that you must, the response would be, so far, I don't have to do anything. If you want to, go ahead, do it. There is no point in coming back to that topic. The conversation is unpleasant, plus it wouldn't lead to anything. Except for maybe negative emotions. If you see this problem, and everybody does, then good outcome is to organize an international contest about Bashkortostan. A truly international contest. It would be best, of course, to get in touch with the government of Bashkortostan and invite them to do that from the point of view of funding. That would be the most appropriate. But even if it doesn't work out, it's possible to try finding other sponsors. And on behalf of Wikimedia, we might try Wikimedians from other language editions could receive prizes at the expense of Wikimedia Foundation. That would allow us to concentrate on the topics which you believe are important. B would allow to promote the Kiran Bashkortostan related topics in other languages, plus disclose articles about Bashkortostan that are present in Russian and English, but not present in Bashkir and vice versa. To synchronize, to fill in the materials in various language sections. Yes, I guess to complement, we have the Wiki Loves Caucasus contest. And many participants are writing about North Caucasus republics and regions. The same thing can be organized about Far East, about Urals, about Bashkortostan. There are different marathons. In that sense, this initiative is being supported by regional participants. Lizgin people are asking, why can't we write about a contest about Bashkortostan, because they are having a good movement. I said, sure, once you'll see something. Wiki loves Bashkortostan no less than Caucasus. Well, this year, next year, we'll be having a Turkic marathon. We need to prepare a good word list, and we'll be writing about it. Talking about Turkic marathon, Rustam Nuriyev has agreed in the framework of that contest, it's important to create article. I'm talking ahead of time. What Pavel has meant was about this dialogue. Oh, the problem, we heard this challenge that you are facing, you would be looking for points. We would, of course, want the vital articles to be given priority. I fully agree with that. Dear colleagues, in continuation of this topic, we are having one more presentation and then we would have one more connected speaker. Ali Kuzhuget will be talking about motivating participants that he came up with and applies in practice. Hello, my name is Ali. I'm right now an admin of T1 Wikipedia. I'm also motivating and talking about Wikipedia to other participants, the newbies. Right now, I would talk about the wiki motivation, that's what I called it. We have great many different contests in Wikipedia. Sometimes I'm getting lost. What is best for me to and what should I recommend? What contest should people be taking part in when people don't understand what are the rules, what they should be doing, what should they be pressing, etc. So I tried working on this, and let me talk about this. Formally, I called it Wiki Motivation Plus because contests themselves are a very good motivator. Let me now show you what else can be done. First, let me enumerate contests where T1 Wikipedians have taken part. And I think this scheme would probably be applicable to other Wikipedias in the languages of Russia. Alumni and mentors of Russia 2019, WikiGap 2020, Turkic Marathon, Wiki Loves Football, Vital Articles, or core of the encyclopedia, as well as alumni and mentors of Russia 2020, which is ongoing now. It was noted that there are great many contests, and they, of course, engage different audiences, and the largest contests have greater audience, and people think that, well, taking part in that contest, what are my chances of winning something? And that leads to people giving up on taking part there. So if I want So, of course, I'm trying to communicate to them that it's good if the T1 participants would take part, win, and mass media would write about that. The results of previous contests show high competitiveness and great results of separate Wikipedians. Those are being noted at various forums and wiki conferences. It does motivate other people. At the same time, it's a stop factor for newbies. They are thinking, look, for me to win anything, you need to win, 1,000 points, whilst all I can afford is working on just 5 articles, and maybe I can get up to maybe 100 points. You need to work on that individually or in groups and overcome. Plus, for newbies are getting a chance to write articles and get in the winners. And for example, in alumni and mentors, has a special nomination for newbies, and I like it very much in that sense. I believe that this innovation is contributing very much newbies and motivates them because they are taking part in a different sub-contest. That's cool. Then it's also difficult to be communicating the rules of the contest right away. We know that there are usually lots of text. And the contest page, thinking, let me wait, I'll read it over the weekend. They are losing time, they are losing this original inspiration and forgetting I noted that in T1 I need to write by point 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, etc. beginning at the first steps in the registration down to tags and category is that needs to be marked. In that sense, on top of the official rules for every contest, should probably have simple steps for newbies. I believe it would be important for other guys. One of the points, go to the main page of those rules, read at least 3 points, and then people will understand what they would need to read to get those things. Our prize winners of WikiGap have made plenty of errors. Only the very last day they noted that there are actually rules, and it's good that they did note it, even if it was on the last day. Next point, I believe that for a general contest, you need additional creative efforts in specific language community. It's not okay to be developing only within the Wikipedia environment. There are obviously banners, etc., but if you go to the corner of the librarians in VKontakte or in Viber, I'm throwing those rules and opportunities and various brochures, and I see that it does work. Some of the professional people can engage and that way support the development of this contest. And it's also important when you are talking about the contest, not with a text, but as a photo or recording a video, or regularly posting some things on the Instagram. For example, I have posted a timer X many days to the end of the contest, and 40 people engaged in the conversation. I was surprised. And then I was forced, obviously, to be telling each one of those 40 that there is such a contest, and this is the algorithm that you should run for registration. And then I understood that I shouldn't be the only contact person. I should be engaging the leaders of public opinion and invite them as sponsors. Thus, I have invited the director of the regional branch of MTS, cellular operator. He helped us to sponsor additional motivation within the ongoing contest. The core of the encyclopedia, quite socially developed person, and he is interested in those opportunities, and should things be fine with this contest, we might continue collaborating. It's very, very important to try to agree with people as a sponsor, and that person would be investing their money, as well as, of course, thinking about such things as Wikipedia. The most important thing is not to lose trust. Next point, important. Obviously, every Wikipedian, as well as a newbie, is thinking about motivation, aspects of competition, as well as the readiness to play are important. Many people are being pessimistic and are just giving up, even though they are good writers. I had a hypothesis. I thought, why can't I add some additional incentive for the specific contest? To the specific ongoing contest, to direct efforts to resolve various things in particular Wikipedia, and it does usually contribute to the development of Wikipedia community. And so I set some goals to test. This hypothesis was addressing a number of goals, such as increasing number of Wikipedians in Tiva Wiki, attracting interested individual sponsors, changing the approach on talking about the contest and its rules, and not to be confusing participants by other contests. I had an idea, why can't we organize a contest ourselves? But I thought that running a number of contests at the same time would either be an obstacle or be confusing people. Where would this article go? People are getting lost when they are given not just one, but 3 opportunities. And people are thinking, look, I was writing here, but this article was not accepted here. Maybe, what should I do? You start having the multitasking, then you start losing focus, and then people are thinking, nah, let me just stay step aside. Whilst taking you only show there is one contest, there is algorithm, it's a working mode, person is investing all his or her efforts. Thus, I decided to avoid coming up with new contests, just thinking that why can't we add a new nomination to the existing contest. It ended up being quite successful. Well, a previous page I talked about the goals, and to achieve them I have set a number of tasks for myself to work on the motivation of participants. When we are talking that we run the contest, all these events that would eventually bring new participants into contests, which increases our participation in the All Russian or global contest that they are associating themselves with this, they like it. Secondly, I'm always working with a jury to make sure that they wouldn't have additional load of work. Everybody seems to like it. No. All those efforts are reflecting well on the outcomes of the jury, on the satisfaction of participants, and sponsors are also satisfied. These are the results for the contests. First one, Alumni and Mentors 2019, 52 new articles out of 1246 in Wikigap. We had quite a good result, 635 out of 4,500. In Turkic Marathon, we have written 51 articles. I don't know, have the statistics on other sections. Wiki Loves Football, that was running, that was at the more or less the same time with the Turkic Marathon. Guys were taking part in one contest, and it so happened that their articles were included and counted in two contests. The core of the encyclopedia is the ongoing contest, as well as the Alumni and Mentors of Russia 2020 is also ongoing. People might be getting confused right now due to these two ongoing contests. It was rather difficult to explain to adults that are writing to, that are good in writing articles in Tivan. It was difficult for me to explain what category, what article goes into what contest. It's not always easy because they are not physically close. A question, do you need to explain, wouldn't that be simpler to moderate, to administer, to distribute articles? In line with the rules of the contest, the participant should be adding the article into the contest page by himself. I think it is much simpler talking about this It's much, in case of these two last contests, it's much simpler because the Core of Encyclopedia contest has plenty of personalities, whilst all of them are either graduates of some university or sometimes professors, so those articles about individuals can be went in whatever you might see. We had three winners in the grad alumni and mentors of Russia 2019. It was probably the people start thinking, does it look like a championship? I said, on top of just sports, there are intellectual contests as well. So treat them as the winners in Russia at the Russian level. So respect them, and just like you respect all Russian champions, people like it. In many areas in Russia, the perception is that sports events are the best events, or that sports events are the only ones that exist. Such contests demonstrate that You can also become a champion of Russia with your brains, with your intellect. People like it. I found 25,000 rubles thanks to partners. I'm part of the Digital Tiva community. I shared this with guys. They supported me. We have all contributed. And we sponsored that. In WikiGap, we did not have sponsors, but surprisingly many. Guys have written a great many articles. Martol Havalik is boxing coach. He's coaching his for such others, for example, his daughter, and he decided that he can write, and he wrote great many articles right away. And I think he would be taking part in the upcoming contest as well. In Turkic Marathon, that was the first international collaboration of ours. It was originally unclear what to write about, and when I prepared the table, it has eventually become clearer. Here, I have invested myself. I said that should you get into the prize winners, I will personally give you 2,000 rubles. Wiki loves football. We did have some efforts to translate the page into Tivan language, rules of participation, and this tool of translation tool, I liked it very much. You take it and you translate it, and you're getting a Tivan copy. So in that sense, if you want to organize contests, sure, give us a chance to use a translation tool. We also had two winners here without additional sponsorship. Core of Encyclopedia ongoing contest. Here together we have agreed with the Russian cellular operators director in the region, has agreed to sponsor, give two SIM cards with unlimited internet for a year. Some might think that the prices should be different, but I think it's the best option because majority of people are accessing internet through mobile network. And in that sense, if Amir's mobile version content translation would be available, that would be super for Tivan language because very, very few people own computers. And I myself promised that I would contribute 16,000 rubles, 10 places as a supplemental nomination. And here are the alumni and mentors of Russia. Here I just didn't have time to get to track it. I missed the beginning of the contest. I do hope that guys will be taking part. I've seen guys registering in the table. Talk about risks and concerns. Of course, people understand some risks because you start thinking, do you mean that Wikipedia is only competition and contests? Isn't there anything else behind that? I'm constantly telling guys that we are doing other work as well, not only contests. So I'm inviting them to think about this as well. Many do stay, and if you take a look at various contests without supplementary funding, people stay in the project and they continue developing and they are sharing it with others. May I have a question, Ali? What is the total number of articles in Tivan Wikipedia and how many of them were written thanks to contests? Is it 10%? Is it 50%? I didn't count that, but at that moment I think about 10%. More. That's more. It's difficult to compute that because the contests are being are taking place by months, whilst the statistics is calculated for half a year, etc. So over 15%. Wikigap at the moment, 100% were written about the Wikigap topics. I'm the one creating the templates, supportive elements. I'm not taking part in the contest to avoid conflict of interest. I'm trying to just help what should be done and not to get lost. It's obviously not simple to navigate and get lost between contests. It's a risk of losing. Another risk would be reality might be worse than the expectation of sponsors. It's important that Wikipedia is not being associated with something that can go wrong. As well as changing time frames and conditions of contests and nominations are errors among those who are trying to organize or connect, engage with some contest. It's important to agree and never change, even if somebody is asking very much. Let us do it to change something. But we know that we are taking part not in our contest, but in the global contest. It should be declared originally and shouldn't change. Conclusions. Many contests is good, but if one with a good quality in the diversity of prizes, it's much better. Supplemental support of general contests and in the specific language versions of Wikipedia is improving their perception by Wiki community as well as by the speakers. Because it is better to have a nomination in the large contest than organize a small contest. It's important to keep on looking for new formats, for events, for newbies. I like that. In that sense, I believe Wikimedia projects and Wikipedia should be developing here, improving the work with newbies. I think a lot was mentioned at this conference on the topic. And then we can state that contests are setting challenges, disrupting regular work of Wikipedians. Writing the vital articles can be run in the framework of contests. There are general projects in Wikipedia, just people sometimes forget about them, and we need to have them together. That's about it. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Ali. May I comment shortly? It's a great pleasure working with Ali. We are usually having 2 messages on Telegram. It's a great pleasure. Everything is well organized. And the principle itself, a small motivation inside the contest is very good and right. I believe it is. It's just correct. Thank you, Ali. Maybe outside. Can we please connect Zaytuna through Zoom? If you hear me, yes, Zaytuna, we do. We don't see you, but we hear you well. Very good. For some reason, I'm not having video working. That's why I would only be talking to you. I don't know whether this is a presentation or maybe a request for an advice. You might know that we have 2 user groups in one language section, which is not too very big. And the way I'm seeing this, I don't know whether I want to be with the beautiful ones or with the smart ones, because seemingly same people, same objectives, same topic. And yesterday, the opening, I've heard Vladimir Medeiko's statement about hubs. And maybe that's what I'm thinking. Maybe it would be something softening the relationship between user groups and higher authorities, let's call it that way. Russian-speaking Wikipedia is large. There are great many writers. It's okay to be creating great many user groups there, such as Don Wikipedians, as well as Northwest Wiki Historians, and they are concentrating on those things. Whilst within our smaller community, we don't know what to specialize on. And to organize that work, we would obviously need to, I don't know, probably to elect a leader, etc. Myself, I'm very much against bureaucracy. somebody telling what should be done. But at this moment, at least to me, it seems that we need to be creating, I don't know, maybe some sort of a hub of user groups. I don't know what it would be, some discussion, some board or whatever, to have some clarity in the interaction and spending efforts. Because in our case, Wiki grandmas were always saying that admins are our leaders. You should either do something or you should tell us something, etc. Whilst I understand that admins are not leaders. They are just technical people capable of having some additional tool sets. They can do some things, but they are not leaders, nor the community, neither official nor unofficial community leaders. So we do feel, at least in Bashkir Wikipedia community, that we need some sort of community leadership. Because whenever we are working on joint projects, we oftentimes are having our own views, whilst it's important that we would have a format that would allow us to hear each other. In case of Bashkir Wikipedia, we have the Wikimedia, Bashkortostan Wikimedians, as well as Wiki Grandmas. And it's important that there would be this discussion. Without that, I don't know, maybe we would need to come up with, I don't know, some bylaws, provisions, and so that it would be in the framework of the rules and regulations of Wikimedia movement. Because obviously we can't, as user groups, be doing whatever we want. Right now, my question is, did you try to come together and just look eye to an eye, just like we are here, because it's very important that you look into each other and not just talking over the internet. It's important, maybe some representatives, the most productive writers of Wikipedia, representatives of Wiki Grandmas, just sit down, talk for 2 or 3 hours, and I think you'll be able to find such contact points, because I have an idea that I think I understand what's going on. Well, we seem to have common goals and a common direction, but for some reason we are not seeing contact points at this moment. And as I said previously, Wiki Grandmas want to have a leader. And I clearly understand that Bashkortostan Wikimedians should also should have a leader. For some reason, you are as if putting the Wiki Grandmas out. We have 2 user groups, but there is no clear topic for the user group in the sense. You have Don Wikimedians, you have Northwest Wiki Historians, whilst in here the topic seems to be one and the same. I guess I would like to stress the inner view that was demonstrated by Zaytuna. In that sense, these 2 user groups are copying one another. There used to be Wikimedians of Bashkortostan, and all of a sudden, the core of Wikimedians of Bashkortostan, Bashkir Wiki Grandmas, of course, they have received the help of experienced people, and that core was as if excluded from Wikimedians of Bashkortostan, and the new user group was created of Wiki Grandmas without understanding who would be leader there. It seems that Zaytuna is interested in developing all topics related to Bashkortostan and just developing Bashkir Wikipedia. That's her objective. And someone was trying to call her leader of Bashkir Wiki Grandmas, something that she didn't want to be, so her proposal is that either Bashkir Wiki Grandmas should be working, concentrating on some specific topics, or what, because it's basically one of the same people, but that received a different user group. On top of that, that group is called not Bashkir Wiki Grandmas, but Wiki Grandmas, and they are obviously foreign participants that are promoting their own topics related to feminism, etc. And Bashkir Wiki Grandmas, they are not promoting that. They want to be writing about Bashkortostan and other articles about global culture, etc. And so it ends up being a conflict of number of issues. And Dmitry said correctly that it would be good for people to meet and discuss, because otherwise we end up having a bad telephone in Zoom or Skype. Grandma, Wiki Grandmas, we think that they are in the Wiki Grandmas group, but there are some that don't want to be in that Wiki Grandma groups. But we don't know who those are. We don't know even whether to contact or not to contact. Nikolai Bulikin here. If I understand, there is some dichotomy in the foundation. And maybe read out correct, we have some types of user groups, affiliated organizations that are thematic ones, as well as the territorial ones, or like what you try to create, Wiki Grandmas, so-called social organization. I understand there was an effort to create a community of senior citizens, having an example of Bashkir Wiki Grandmas, and they can just spread this experience to make sure that the senior people would be getting exposed to editing Wikipedia and modern technologies. If I understand correctly, this didn't go much forward. We are seeing a conflict. We have Wiki Grandmas. Majority of them are Bashkir, as well as there are Bashkir, Bashkortostan Wikimedians that are majority are Wiki Grandmas. Maybe we need to be developing both. I'd like to add that when AFCOM was voting for this user group, it was not seen as Bashkir, it was seen as international. In Bashkortostan, there was just one user group, Wikimedians of Bashkortostan. The second user group that has Wiki Grandmas is international group where Bashkir Wikimedians are taking part. Talking about whom to join, if we are talking about the content that is that is about Bashkortostan, in that sense I clearly understand that's only Wikimedians of Bashkortostan, and the best thing would be to come up together and around the round table set the inner bylaws, because it seems to be a trend. The challenges are not only in Bashkortostan or other places in Russia. We see them almost everywhere. Whatever community I come to, we are seeing some challenges. Be it Arabic-speaking user groups or French-speaking or even English-speaking user groups. And Russia is obviously no exception here. It is best to come together, come up with something that's acceptable for all and live in harmony. A short question that now, are you a representative of Wiki Grandmas? No, I'm out of there. I think these structures are very amorphous. Not an advice. I'm not a proponent of developing bylaws. I'm also very much against bureaucratism, but some structure should be there and the context for collaboration. Talking about the meetings of user groups that might help, that might not. Once again, these are very amorphous structures, which in principle should be self-governing and best without bylaws. If you need a leader there, you inside should just meet and elect one. And then let that person go and then elect somebody else. May I add here, we have met, we have discussed. I thought Zaytun understands that well, or maybe has forgotten. I don't know why this was taken public. I thought we wanted to keep it. I was not present at the meeting you're talking. We had no single meeting without you. I guess once again, the lack of structures and communication channels. We had good times when we were getting grants. can't anymore. Башкортостан Wikimedians cannot get grants, so we decided to register an international wiki user group. Who there are foreigners who can receive the grants and fund our activities. That was the topic. We had a meeting. We had the discussion. We shouldn't be saying that. I'm talking about post creation. Because two user groups, and it seems that we can't find common ground. I have explained the reason why I have registered this user group. My question was different. It is important to create the leadership and one common for Bashiki. Yes, you need the third one. You also thought about it. As Bashkirviki grandmas for people to set things straight. And then the fourth one too. Bashkir non-wiki grandmas. Reda heard this. It seems that we need to be developing some leadership community. Yes, well, you would have to resolve on that yourself. We won't be able to. We can, of course, advise you. But until you resolve those, look, there is Don Wikimedians and there is Wikimedia Russia. Maybe Wikimedia Russia should take that responsibility, but any user group is having a very same status as Wikimedia Russia. Once you have created an organization, should be taking responsibility for that organization. If I understand, is there anybody willing to advise anything? My common point would be to come together, obviously inside those groups. And then with one another. I understand that inside there is some simple visions. First two user groups separately and then together. I understand. That's what I'm talking about. Anybody willing to talk? We would have one more connection. Thank you very much, Zaytuna. We have Nikolai Litvinov in Zoom. We need to give him a chance to share his screen. Hello, Nikolai. We hear you. We hope to see you, possibly. Hello, everybody, participants of the conference. I would try to turn on my video now. I don't know whether you can see it. Not yet. We have it. I have a request to the organizers. Give me the access to share my screen. You should have it. I understand that do I need to start sharing screen myself? Yes, you have the option. Please hint where. Below green. Do you see my presentation? Wonderful. You might remember that last year we have talked about wiki signs during the wiki conference in Moscow. We discussed the possibility in the format of the contest with the community, and we managed to note those comments of the community and managed to run that contest. And right now there is another contest related to agricultural complex, because there is an interesting partner. There is a world championship on plowing. where Wikimedians are invited to take part. And Alexey Troitsky, the organizer of the global championship in Russia, and the application was filed back in 2009, requested me to invite Wikimedians and discuss the format of the contest and the format of collaboration. First, I guess I would like to maybe talk shortly about this championship to take place in Kaliningradskaya Oblast, in some 30 kilometers away from St. Petersburg. Who is organizing it? Why the contest is taking place? And the conversation of ours started thanks to Dmitry, because thanks to Dmitry Zhukov and Don Wikimedians, we had a wiki trip to Rostelmash, producer of agricultural equipment. There is a history of this plowing championships, starting in back in 31 in Ireland and 52 World Plowing Organization contests in Canada, then contests between women. In 2009, Russia applied and recently in 2018 in Suzdal, Russia hosted first the European Championship in plowing, and in 2020 was planned to take part in the Kaliningradskaya Oblast, and due to the pandemic it was postponed to 21. The way first championship looked like, this World Plowing Organization, 32 countries. I decided to demonstrate those slides because we obviously have experience of international contests, cross-cultural and multi-language, and it's possible that partners, Wikimedia partners from those countries could join, and maybe we can come up with a larger contest, like alumni mentors, multilingual. The way these are run, and you see that these are similar to contests. So in that sense, we are not just invited to the championship. We have discussed the possibility of running ceremonies of winners, possibly creating lists of articles for creation on agriculture, and most likely a photo contest as well related to agriculture. Interestingly, there are historic components of plowing as well. And obviously our Wikimedians like historic equipment, a unique tractor museum in Chebaksare, everything working. And it's possible that some retro equipment pieces will be taking part in that contest. European Plowing Federation is also taking part in the contest, just like they took part in Suzdal. That's 13 national organizations, the way it was run in Suzdal, this European Cup. And this is a slide about preparation for the 67th Championship of the World with the support of the government of the Russian Federation, Rosagrilizing Company, which might become a sponsor of Wikimedia Russia for running the contest, the prizes. The participants of the World Championship are getting prizes, the tractors, Russian pre-built tractors. So we might think about, no doubt, Nikolai, only tractors. Wikimedians need Russian built tractors. Kirovitz tractor was delivered to an Irish winner, and it's now plowing whole of Ireland. That's a program of the event. There's a cultural program, And we can, of course, think about what we can contribute as part of the ceremony. We can obviously change those things, and that's the location where that would be. And the organizers are providing the stay, the catering, and the delivery logistics to the event site. General plans of the contest, preparation, the hotel, as well as a cultural program, which can be used as part of the wiki expeditions. For example, along in to Vyborg and Vyborg Castle, we had a number of such expeditions around St. Petersburg. But I believe that some are not yet covered by Wikimedians. I gave you a list to a better exposure, and the objectives of this World Plowing Organization that is matching with the Wikipedia, Wikimedia movement. We are very much interested in new editors, specialists in that sense. They can provide us with some informational support at the global level. And if the colleagues from other Wikipedia sections would support us, for example, from Poland, we can, of course, get it to a great level. Alexei Troitsky is the contact. I was requested to start discussing what could be the topic of the contest, what contest this can be joined with, or maybe we can write a contest with a particularly generated word list, articles for creation. Talking about the contest, yes, Nikolai. As you have correctly said, we can continue this as an extension of our wiki trip to Rossilmash, agricultural trip related. But our proposal to run the contest was not very much welcomed, even though they requested us to edit articles about agriculture and the and an article about them. Maybe we can give that proposal and run a global agricultural contest, not necessarily limiting with Russia. I'm grateful to the organizer for the possibility to include this presentation into the program of the conference. And since Rosagrolizing is taking part as a co-organizer, they are quite neutral about the topics of what to write about. It would be probably good to hear the comments of Wikimedia community about the lists for creation and how to find common languages. Thank you very much, Nikolai. I believe we would not be, that's Pavel Kaganer speaking, we will not be coming up with the word list for the contest at this very moment. We would ask Andrei Korolkov. He is good in creating word lists. He will give us some 500 and we'll start with them. But this obviously should have articles about different types of agricultural equipment, about the enterprises that were producing, that were or are producing them. Possibly, first of all, the historic, the ancient tractors. Second, the historic, first of all, obviously should be encyclopedic part. Modern agricultural equipment, because it itself is often interesting. And it has a great many of interesting subtypes. That's it. Very interesting topic. I decided to test whether there is an article about this championship. There, in Russian and English Wikipedia, there is nothing about the organization, not even an article. Neither the championship nor nor the organization that Poland is not even a member of that entity, even though it's an agrarian country. Why no article in the English Wikipedia, Nikolai? There is no such article. First, an article should be created, the principal article. There is a lot of missing things in Wikipedia. We have very good military coverage of military equipment, but agriculture is not. Look, we are Wikipedians. You see that the article is missing, then you write it. If you are criticizing, propose. Once you are proposing, do yourself. Do we have a Russian plowing organization? No, just European one, where Russia entered. I think we can go further and create a Russian association of plowers with some slogan. You can plow using us, as well as maybe in ideas about prizes that could be of interest. Tractors was one idea, but and we can make Dmitry Yerokhin as the first champion of Russia in plowing. Maybe can a run can be organized. I looked at what has taken place. They had 67 plow championship. We can write an article about every championship, about every winner or prize winners, and the sport project, as myself, I would certainly very much support as a prize. Any tractor or combined harvester would be accepted. We can accept land as well somewhere. You might get a plot in Far East somewhere. Okay, jokes. Jokes aside, thank you very much. We need to be rounding up our 2 days long marathon of questions and answers. And if we do not have anybody else willing to say anything special, I would like to thank all those who have joined us, came here, took off a mask and look in the eyes of one another finally, after what? Almost a year that we haven't met anybody. And I would pass on the microphone. And I hope that we will eventually start meeting again. I would like to thank everybody for having a chance to look into your face. But I'm without a mask. And bye-bye. See you one way or the other. By the way, you can feel free to pick up the masks. Only 1/5 of the masks that we have bought and offered was accepted. You might as well take it as souvenirs. Thank you very much, everybody, for coming. It was a great interest for me to watch the foreign part of the conference. And I felt that in the future, the conference is taking place in the offline, even without any kind of threat with coronavirus, etc. I believe we should be using both offline and online connections, presentations. It is useful, and then of course it's increasing the audience, the global audience of what we are doing. These are my observations. If anybody has any observations on the result of this conference, any ideas, it would be good if you could now speak it out. Dmitry Zhukov, Don Wikimedians. I believe Zoom, I would like to note Zoom effectiveness, unlike Skype, because previously we were trying to do things in Skype. And the possibility of this dialogue when the lecturers are capable of changing online and can be practically full-fledged participants of the conference, I believe it's a breakthrough, at least for the Wiki conference. And I believe we should be using this in the future. It's a good quality and it's a good quality solution. Very convenient. Nikolai Blikin. Russian Northwest Wiki historians. First, I would like to make an announcement that I would be making a tour of the surrounding areas, stressing, of course, St. Petersburg constructivism. Talking about the conferences, online participation, it was good that we didn't only have online observers, as in previous years with rare lectures, but we also are having active participation in discussion of participants from various corners of the planet. And in that sense, I really enjoy the atmosphere, the degree to which people are active, because in previous wiki conferences I did feel bored sometimes with somebody speaking something, and this did work well. And this year, even though through online, we had even two cats. One is somewhere behind at Amir's, and I don't see the other one at the moment. Even three. I also have a cat, comments Janusz from NC from Poland. In my case, I have a dog, comment of Rustam Nureyev. In today's discussion, a lot was given to Wikipedias in languages of Russia. And since we didn't yet finish in the yet, this roundtable ended up being improvised along the discussion. I have prepared some four slides, and we can now move it there, about what has taken place in our regional sections. I would start with an idea. It would be dedicated to Amir Aroni, some attention to Udmurt, Komi Permek, and Chuvash Wikipedias. Over there, some diacritic signs above the letters are being moved to the right of that letter, and that is not happening everywhere. It is dependent on the script in that particular article. I think I know what you're talking about. I have heard this number of times, and I'm quite confident that this is a bug in some separate browsers, in Google Chrome and probably Edge as well, that are using the same Edge, the same engine. Google and Microsoft probably have representative offices in Russia. We can also try contacting them through our foundation, but okay, we heard it. In Tatar Wikipedia, we have discussed it quite well. The digitalization project is starting. The conflict with the youth there, well, has taken place in the early part of the year. That was discussing. Plus, of course, administrative component has a set of administrators was renewed. And there was a very good incentive to Tatar Wikipedia actively developing. We have discussed Bashkir Wikipedia today. There is a group of wiki grandmas that has taken place at the end of the year and the beginning of the year. Bureaucrat Zufar and myself have given up all the flags, talking about the leadership of Bashkir Wikipedia. Tuva Wikipedia continues taking part in all the contests. On the next wiki conference, I hope the process has been initiated on Meta. I hope next year Ali would report on the life of the first year of the user group. Of course, the offline is necessary, but coronavirus situation is an obstacle. Let's get Wikipedia. We have a rule on the activity or inactivity of admins. Two admins have given up their flags. Three admins, but all are active, continue taking part in Russian international contests. And Ms. Samurskaya, who joined us in the framework of Alumni and Mentors of Russia 2019, continues editing. City in Wikipedia activity is being supported by only a few participants. And international contests, in international contests, Ossetian Wikipedia is represented by a participant, a user, for whom Ossetian language is not a mother tongue, not a native tongue. Chechen Wikipedia has grown by over 72,000 articles a year, which is more than many of the Wikipedias in the languages of Russia altogether. And Said Misarbiev continues taking part in various contests, often getting prizes. Last year, Avar Wikipedia started having a new user who has contributed so much as to increase Avar Wikipedia by 9 positions in vital articles 1,000. Ingush Wikipedia, some 3-4 users created the community. There is an update on the main page and the community is growing quite well. Erzian Wikipedia, their main page is updated. Editors continue taking part in all Russian international contests. That's good. Of course, we would want to have more. There was a case when one person from Ukraine started writing articles in Latin. That situation is unresolved because I haven't seen any reliable sources unless except for the articles that he was referencing, and that situation will probably require attention because Erzya language exists in Cyrillic only. Everything else is original research. And Sakha Wikipedia, they started writing quite well for international contests. The great result was Turkic Marathon. They were quite successful. And the number of articles were created into Wiki Loves Football. Sorry, I copy-pasted, I guess, Serbia from Chechen Wikipedia. This is probably how we can end this. Thank you. Well, I would like to thank the team of organizer Vladimir Medek and Pavel Kaganer. I think it's my 4th or 5th Wiki conference, and I clearly see this to be most active, vital despite coronavirus. I move that we keep Zoom format. It's great to have participation of our remote participants, and my request, please upload all your presentations on the Wikimedia Commons. We will have a Wiki News in the so that we'll be able to read, to stress to our experience. And I would like to support Pavel that the agenda is about positive things. I would like to have a round table about, say, violations, about permanently banned users. Maybe we would be able to return them back to our community. Unfortunately, those who are taking active part in blocking and fighting vandalism are not very active about visiting conferences. So in that sense, if you will try to get some participants from that that community, that will be, of course, useful, because without those who are discussing the banning issue, without those who are fighting the vandalism, is probably meaningless. About future conferences, I have a number of things that I would formulate later, but number of things I can share even now that would be useful. This conference has shown us that our respect of agenda is something that has to be reconsidered. we need to be more demanding towards each other and presenters. Whenever we are having an online part and we are having a remote connection, moving sections and presentations is not acceptable. It's better maybe to have a less dense program originally, but to make sure that the next presentation starts when it should. It didn't fit, sorry. Well, we will just finish. That's how I understand that's our concern. That's concern that, but I am stressing the fact that we will not allow this in the future. We just need to plan that ahead. Secondly, all those who are developing programs and all those who are looking at them, because sometimes we are publishing them ahead of time, please pay attention. Roundtables should always be after lunch. Roundtables should start after lunch so that they would not be part of the panel session, because the panel session will always take part of the roundtable. Then everything goes wrong because people do need a break. Second, to all those who are making presentations, Ali, including you, please don't make presentations against the back background. It's clear that here we could turn off the lights and we had some contrast. Not convenient, though. Presentations should be in contrast. Dark text on white background. No designing things. And the last one, to all those making presentations, dear colleagues, if you have text, a slide full of text, please don't read it. Just don't read the text on the slides. Never. I will write more of. I understand that it's difficult to give up on this. If you have 3 pages of the text, you start reading that text. And you can't get out of there once you started. Janusz wants to speak. I support what Dmitry Zhukov has said, what she did. Zoom is clearly clearly a reliable solution. Most importantly, that Zoom link should be uploaded before the conference or immediately after. Because at this moment, I did have a challenge with this. That was my error. Let's say it's a wish for the upcoming conference. Otherwise, everything was fine. I liked it very much. Even though next time I would wish to be present in person. No, you know what? The pleasure would be ours because we missed you too. We heard this. Talking about the organization, I would like to say kind words to Toch Kipenia and first of all Oleg, who was providing with us with the opportunity to make this happen, and the organizers and the leadership of Toch Kipenia, as well as the company that was organizing catering. It's the second time that we are working with them, and I'm quite satisfied, and I hope that you too as well. You too. Quality, attention, timeliness. Anybody willing to make any comments, please use this opportunity. It is the right time. Otherwise, we are saying thank you very much. It was a pleasure for me to see all of you. If anybody didn't pick up souvenirs and pins, do it. A separate comment to Dmitry Rohin, who has taken all the souvenirs about Wikinews. We have pins dedicated to Wikinews Jubilee, and unless you take them from him, he will take them back to Moscow and you won't get those. I would like to state that Pavel has stole my thanks, but Alec, I would like to express my thanks too. Thank you very much. It was great. And clearly, without such a platform, it would have been much less comfortable. And in principle, I understand that we would go around the town, enjoy ourselves, etc. So it's okay not to be parting, but I'm declaring the conference closed.